Instability in the Philippines is driving that nation's aggressive politics, driving a vigilante program to fight the war on drugs. It's holding back the economy and is beginning to be reflected in that nation's public health priorities. The Philippines may soon run completely out of contraceptives. Responding to anti-abortion religious groups, the Supreme Court of the Philippines in 2015 issued a temporary restraining order on registrations for birth control. As part of our partnership with News Deeply, we spoke with Anna B. Santos. She's a journalist based in Manila covering reproductive rights. And she says the country is compromising women's health while the rest of the world looks away.
It's very hard to get people to understand that there's this crisis going on right now when it comes to reproductive health and our contraceptive supplies. People think that there is already a reproductive health law, so there's no need to push for anything because a law is there. But there is a Supreme Court temporary restraining order on the licensing of contraceptive pills. So the supplies that we have right now in the public health clinics and even in the drug stores, there's no way for the government right now to bring in new supplies or to replenish the ones that are being bought off as they are being used.
How urgent is this in general, and are these reproductive issues in general for the Philippines?
This is a very urgent issue. Public health officials have already called it a public health emergency. Data from the Population Commission of the Philippines says that we have 48 contraceptive brands in the market. 20 already have lapsed. Their product registrations have lapsed. Once they run out, there'll be no more of that available. And that's what you'll see, John, a gradual phasing out of contraceptives in the market.
And how many women does this affect?
13 million women. That's the number of women who are roughly using contraceptives. But there is also what we call women who need it but can't have access to it. That's about 6 million.
And does the very outspoken president help matters or hurt matters in paying attention or not to this issue?
You know, John, that's a very important question because we're going up against the Supreme Court here. It's the Supreme Court that has issued a TRO on the licenses and product registrations of birth control pills and other contraceptives. But the president is very much for family planning. In fact, he signed an executive order just last January calling for a full implementation. That's what it says in the EO, a full implementation of the family planning law. The problem is the president is from the executive branch and the Supreme Court is from the judiciary. They're equal branches of government. His executive order isn't enough to overturn that TRO. It should start pushing the needle in terms of adding pressure on the Supreme Court to say, hey, the president is for family planning. And therefore, you should also support the president. Also, it's been laid out as part of a development agenda to alleviate poverty.
Why do you think the president isn't stepping up and trying to urge the court to move more quickly?
He needs to do more. And we've seen that he can do more with the way that he has supported other initiatives of his, like the war on drugs, for example. But he can step up the ante, especially given that scenario that I just explained to you where supplies are dwindling. So we're not just going against the Supreme Court now, we're going against time.
So this public health issue, where does it fit in terms of urgency on the part of the government and Filipino citizens compared to the war on drugs, compared to the war against terrorism, and compared to the economy?
It's really hard to find the mind space for reproductive health right now, given all of those things that you said. Those things look more urgent. You see blood, you see people dying. It doesn't kind of compare. You know, when you say, oh, we're running out of birth control pills, I fear that we'll only begin to feel the full impact of this once we totally start running out and there's like nothing left to buy, because that's what's going to happen. And I've asked the public health experts, what's the worst case scenario? What can happen? You're not going to stop birth control pills from coming in. So you have a black market for it. And the black market, you'll have fake birth control pills. You'll have counterfeit birth control pills. You'll have adulterated ones. That's so harmful. You'll have unintended pregnancies. And abortion is illegal in the Philippines. So with the increased unintended pregnancies, you'll have increased abortions. And abortions here, because they're illegal, are unsafe. So you'll have more women dying. It's a very dire, dire situation.
Anna P. Santos is a journalist and Pulitzer Center grantee writing about reproductive health. She's based in Manila. Anna, thank you so much.
Thanks, John, for the time.